It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And now it's time to take a look at the FCS division playoffs. While the major universities continue to moan and groan about their upcoming four-team college football playoff, the small division schools are already battling in their playoffs and are now into the Sweet 16 round of games this coming weekend. The South Dakota State Jackrabbits are in the very unusual position of being the number one overall seed in the FCS football playoffs as the games continue this Saturday. Despite having been a part of the FCS playoffs for the last 11 years, the Jackrabbits have watched as fellow Missouri Valley Conference competitor North Dakota State has hoisted the championship hardware 9 times in the last 11 seasons. It must have been very hard for South Dakota State fans and players to watch. Well, this season, South Dakota State won the annual matchup 23-21 over North Dakota State in Fargo. The team also posted a perfect Missouri Valley Conference record for the first time. The Jackrabbits have never won the FCS title since the division started back in 1978. Will this finally be their year to break through? The final 16 teams will be playing this Saturday. Unfortunately, you're going to need to pay for ESPN Plus in order to watch any of the games this week, as the major networks continue to ignore these interesting but meaningful games in favor of the major college conference championship games. The FCS finals are going to be played in the Dallas suburb of Frisco, Texas on Saturday, January the 8th. So let's now take a look at all 8 games being played this Saturday and become a little bit more familiar with the teams. In our first matchup, it's the Delaware Blue Hens, who are 8-4, going to number one seed South Dakota State and playing the Jackrabbits, who are 11-1. The Delaware Blue Hens advanced to this week's game after destroying St. Francis 56-17 last week in the play-in round. Their reward is now a long, cold trip to play the number one team in this year's FCS division, South Dakota State, in an outdoor stadium. Delaware is led by quarterback Nolan Henderson. He's thrown for 32 touchdown passes already this year. The home team, South Dakota State, earned the number one seed by going 8-0 against a very tough Missouri Valley Conference schedule. The Jackrabbits' only loss of the year came in a very close 7-3 fourth quarter loss at Big Ten member Iowa. The team's balanced offense, with 160 yards per game on the ground and 207 via the air, and a stifling defense which allows just 14 points per game, are the calling cards for the top-rated team in the FCS. Our next matchup shows the New Hampshire Wildcats at 9-3 going to number 8 Holy Cross to play the Crusaders, who are 11-0. New Hampshire comes into this weekend's matchup after surviving a tough 52-42 win over Fordham in the opening round game. Junior running back Dylan Lobby posted a Wildcat record 424 total yards last week, along with 4 touchdowns in that win. Holy Cross, which is based in Fitton, Massachusetts, had the Patriot League's top defense and top offense this year. The champs averaged 39 points per outing, and they may have to score a bunch this week to slow down New Hampshire's exceptional running game. The Crusaders' multi-talented quarterback, Matthew Sluka, was named the most valuable player in the entire New England region this year. He passed for 2,300 yards, 25 touchdowns, and was also the team's leading rusher. Our next game, the Montana Grizzlies, who are 8-4, travel to number 3 North Dakota State to play the Bison, who are 9-2. The Grizzlies trailed 24-3 at home during their opening round game against Southeast Missouri State last weekend. Fortunately, Montana woke up and scored the game's final 31 points to win 34-24 and advanced to play the defending national champion North Dakota State Bison this weekend. Wide receiver Malik Flowers ran a kickoff back for a touchdown and had 250 total yards in the win last week for the Grizzlies. North Dakota State has become the FCS version of the Alabama Crimson Tide over the last few years. They have won the FCS title 9 times in the last 11 years. It's amazing. The Bison are a dominant running team with a quarterback, Cam Miller, who has run and thrown for more than 10 touchdowns each this year. The Bison's home crowd advantage in the Fargo Dome is also worth possibly up to 7 points in this matchup as well. Our next game in the Sweet 16 features the Southeastern Louisiana Lions, who are 9-3, going to play the number 6 rated Samford Bulldogs, who are 10-1. Fans of the Lions really got their money's worth in the team's first round home game win against Idaho last weekend. In a game which featured a couple of fourth quarter lead changes, the Vandals missed a game-tying field goal with just 6 seconds left and allowed Southeastern to escape with a 45-42 thrilling victory. The Lions are now riding a 6-game winning streak as they trek to Birmingham, Alabama for this weekend's matchup with 6-seeded Samford. With a team record 10 regular season wins and an unbeaten record in the Southern Conference, the 6-seeded Samford Bulldogs have patiently waited to get back onto the football field. Southeast Louisiana and Samford last played against each other back in 2013 in a game won by Southeastern 34-31. The Samford Bulldogs of Birmingham pass the ball for over 300 yards per game and run for another 130 on the ground. Samford's only loss this year was 33-0 to another rather well-known Bulldogs team, the defending FBS champions, the University of Georgia. Our next matchup features Gardner-Webb's Bulldogs, who are 7-5, going to play at number 5-seeded William & Mary to play the Tribe, who is 10-1. Now, Gardner-Webb went on the road last weekend to win their very first ever FCS playoff game as they downed Eastern Kentucky 54-41. The Bulldogs, who are winners of the Big South, rushed for an incredible 405 yards last weekend in that win. Quarterback Bailey Fisher won the league's offensive MVP this year as he passed for 2,800 yards and 19 touchdowns. And All-American tight end Ryan Miller has caught a school record 28 touchdowns during his Bulldogs career. Meanwhile, patiently waiting at home in lovely Williamsburg, Virginia last weekend was William & Mary. The co-winners of the Colonial Athletics Association, the Tribe's 10 regular season wins this year are a school record. William & Mary ran the ball for 275 yards per game on offense and passed for another 180 per outing too. In their first game of the 2022 season, the Tribe defeated FBS member Charlotte 41-24. In our next matchup, we feature the Weber State Wildcats at 10-2, going to play at number 4-seed Montana State Bobcats at 10-1. Out of the Big Sky Conference, Weber State is no stranger to the FCS playoffs. This is their 6th playoff appearance in the last 7 years. The Wildcats took down North Dakota last week in a 38-31 game to advance this round of 16. This weekend's game with Montana State is a rematch of their October 22 matchup in Bozeman, where the Bobcats prevailed by a narrow 43-38 score. Montana State won the Big Sky Conference with a perfect 8-0 mark. In that earlier contest with Weber State, the number 4 Bobcats benefited from 4 safeties during the game. You might remember that Montana State hosted ESPN's College Game Day recently. The Bobcats easily defeated their intrastate rival Montana 55-21 later that same day. In our next matchup, it's the Furman Paladins. What a name. They're 10-2, and they're going to play at number 7, the University of Incarnate Word Cardinals of San Antonio, Texas, who are 10-1. Furman is the champion of the Southern Conference. They knocked off Elon 31-6 last weekend to advance to this round. The Paladins feature a run-heavy offense and a stingy defense, which keeps them close in most contests. One of Furman's 2 losses this year came on a road game at Clemson by a margin of 35-12. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, the University of Incarnate Word Cardinals only began playing football at the FCS level back in 2013. And like another San Antonio school, UTSA, the Cardinals football program has become quite successful in a very short period of time. UIW has scored at least 31 points in every game this year in 2022. So if you like passing, it's the UIW Cardinals. Quarterback Lindsey Scott Jr. passed for an incredible 50 touchdowns just this year. And in the 8th and final game of preview for you, we have the Richmond Spiders at 9-3 going all the way across country to play the number 2 ranked Sacramento State Hornets, who are 11-0. Richmond shut out Davidson 41-0 in the opening round of the FCS playoffs last weekend. With that easy win, the Spiders from the Colonial Athletic Association will now spin their web 2,800 miles to the west to play their first ever game in the state of California this Saturday as they take on number 2-seed Sacramento State. Quarterback Reese Udinski has passed for 3,400 yards and completes 75% of his passes on the year. Unbeaten Sacramento State is led by Big Sky Conference Offensive Player of the Year, running back Cameron Scatabo. The team rushes for more than 250 yards per game, which is good for sixth among all FCS teams. The Hornets are, pardon my pun, still a little bit madder than the proverbial wet ones after they've lost in the opening round of the FCS playoffs in their last two tries. They have been focused on getting a win over Richmond this weekend and hope to advance into the quarterfinals next weekend. Again, all eight games will be televised, but you're going to need to pay for ESPN Plus to be able to watch them. I'm Swamp Swami. Hopefully my voice will get better soon. Come back and see us.